noticing something a little different about the podcast tonight. That's right, I've been given the controls. I'm tonight's straight man.
Don't worry, so, I'm still here.
Fucking hell, man! So I'm the straight man, to be clear.
Very straight.
To be clear, I'm the straight man, so that makes you the gay man. Okay, good evening.
So welcome. Just switch.
Welcome to the podcast. Little special treat with me and Charles tonight is I'm bringing a close personal friend of mine, Jason Gelf.
Hello, Jason.
Good evening, Jason.
Good evening. Sorry, I was drinking some beer then. Sorry, good evening.
The lads. Yeah, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Can't complain. Things are good.
I heard you earlier on say you couldn't complain, and then you went on to complain.
That's because
you complained about a few things.
Shortchanged me.
Oh, really? What? How did he shortchange?
I don't remember that.
He didn't give me much.
Perhaps you'd like to go into details.
Well, I'm just making it up. Sorry, he didn't really.
Well, because I heard
just
you...
Just to say that, I was fully exonerated there. Carry on.
Thank you. I heard you come in tonight, and Vicky, that's Mrs. Bevo.
Mrs. Bevo, yes.
High from non-auction team still?
I believe she might be a point behind Deep this week.
Deep was an auction team, was he not? No, he wasn't. You're right.
He wasn't.
And she came in, you said, she asked you, Joe, how are you?
She did ask me how.
And you said?
I can't remember, remind me.
You said, I can't complain.
Oh, that's because
and then she said, how did Forest Green get on?
And
you went on to moan about that they lost tonight.
I'd like, yeah, we lost, Forest Green lost tonight live on Sky TV. And to the nation.
Yeah. Undeservedly so, I'd say.
Burton Albion. And Media War Rival Plus.
Ooh! Can we just,
We'd like to say, Joe's,
reflective of the SBFL view. Although Nigel Clough is a horse as well.
But anyway, forgetting that, spring is in the air, and things are good.
So okay, good. Well, we welcomed you into it. Do you like the green room, by the way?
I do like it. It's very orange.
This is the studio. The green room is the bit you were in earlier.
I said, did you like the green room? I didn't say, we sat in the green room, do you like it?
Yeah, it was your error, to be fair.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. It was the subject.
You don't really know where you are.
Yeah. Actually, I would always imagine a podcast to be white.
The white room?
Just the white. Because of the iPod.
Some of the black, though.
The other MP3 players are available.
But they're not called pods, are they? Not good thinking. Anyway, we didn't bring you here to talk about iPods or other MP3 players. We brought you here to talk about your team. Stop that. We brought you here to talk about your team. We brought you here to do a little football quiz. We brought you here to talk about all things Fantasy League. We brought you here to talk about your favourite player, or rather your nomination for the prestigious Player of the Year award.
So introduce. It's a pick and mix, really.
It's a pick and mix. And anything else you can find to bring out of your...
Next time, just to say, I'd like possibly some notes for the ball fans. I could prepare maybe
notes.
Yeah, some suggestions of what it's slightly to
be. Deep didn't ask for notes, and his podcast didn't go all very well. You've got a lot to live up to there.
You have a draw to contend with. I've got no draw.
He did, yeah.
We should say for those listeners that aren't in the Fantasy League, they're just like, you know, tuning in. As it were, that you're the manager of the Stephen Warnock Roadshow.
That's correct. Yes.
And you are.
Why is your team called the Stephen Warnock Roadshow? Because I'm looking at your team.
Well, I would have thought you would be aware of this, being the co-chair.
Yeah, the listeners tuning in for the first time.
For the nation's benefit, my team is called the Stephen Warnock Roadshow because Stephen Warnock was my linchpin fullback at the start of the season. I expected a lot from him, but he went off the rails and I had to get rid of him, so he's not in my team anymore, I'm afraid.
If I may ask, how has that affected the spirit in your camp?
Spirit is reasonably high. I mean, obviously they're disappointed because the season hasn't gone as expected, but I've explained to the players that from now to the end of the season they can play for their careers, and hopefully if they do well enough they may get a chance next season join my team if they so wish, and then we can go on to bigger and better teams. It's all about setting up building blocks for the future.
Can I just say, last time we did a podcast and a manager talked about the spirit in their camp, Radio Times slated us, so I'd recommend
Oh really?
I'd recommend you don't.
I normally read TV quiz. quickly.
What we like to do with these podcasts is you know, starting off going through your team and just analysing it player by player. Gets the listeners a flavour of, you know, what your team's about, what your ethic's about. So, we start with your team.
Why don't we start in goal, actually?
In goal?
Yeah. With P. Robinson.
Now, this is interesting, because he's that bit of a... shaky. I don't really like him for England now. I've got to admit, he's got something to prove there. How do you feel?
He has got something to prove, and I've given him the chance, I think. I've kept faith of him in the auction. I could have got rid of him, but there are other more pressing concerns, such as getting rid of Stephen Warnock.
There's also a crock of shit in goal that were left in the pot, to be fair. Mm.
There is that as well.
keep him faith.
Yes, I mean, he's...
By the time, surely you must have thought he was a good player to get.
Well, I didn't expect Spurs' defence to be so lacklustre. Yeah. I'll be honest. He's got, what, -2 points?
-2.
And that's, well, he was on zero before this week. He let in a few at the weekend. Just gone.
God, -2 overall, that's shocking.
Overall. Is it? I don't know if he's the worst goalkeeper in the league, is it? I'm not sure.
I can tell you. You chat and I'll tell you.
Okay.
He probably is one of the worst.
with -2.
I mean, bearing in mind, I mean, we'll look at them on auction teams and see what they've got, but I mean,
looking
minus
at
two
the
is pretty
so
poor
is,
for a
he's probably
is
the worst.
Yeah,
goal
he is officially
yeah.
the worst.
And he is on national
in our league.
Yeah. And even Doc Love, who's is a close rival to you in the league in terms of a wooden spoon.
He's got Chelsea's third keeper, and he's got 14 points.
Although he did benefit from Jack's injury. Obviously.
Mark has got Watford's keeper, and he's got 2 points. Deep has got Niemi, excuse me, a bit of windy pops. He's got 1 point.
I noticed you missed that, don't you?
Well, I was just missing all the high pointers just to see who you're up against. Mm. Shea Given, 1 point. I mean, he plays for Newcastle. Yeah. In conclusion, he's worst keeper.
Yeah. I'm not happy yet. I hope he pulls his socks up, to be honest. But, you know, I didn't anticipate Spurs to be so poor in defence. But -2, it's only -2 at the end of the day. There's players with worse players in defence. It's only... And he was on zero.
Well, you say that.
We're talking about your bad players in defence. Let's talk about Paulo Ferreira and Emmanuel Bogotas. Is it Emmanuel?
It is Emmanuel, yeah. Well, he's just signed, and he's done quite well.
So. He's scored you 3 points so far this season.
Yeah, which is not
since
too bad.
January.
Considering he replaced Warnock at -2. He's 5.
It's interesting to see what Warnock's on now already, because obviously he moved to Blackburn. He's got more of an opportunity in the first team.
Mm. And a better defence.
Yeah.
And Ferreira, you can't complain about Ferreira. He's obviously not a first choice defender for Chelsea, but he's got me 17 points. Cheap buy.
I would argue you can complain about him because he hasn't played a lot.
Yeah,
he's a tit. So I think you can complain about him.
Anyway,
Willem Gallas, talking to somebody who's not a tit.
Well, if he's not a tit, you say, but he's only 4 points better off than Ferreira.
Yeah, but he's been injured almost all season. Whereas Ferreira hasn't.
Yeah, Ferreira's just not getting picked.
I mean, 21 points is...
It's not bad considering the amount of time he's been out.
Yeah, I think 21 points is superb. And it shows where Arsenal's problems have lay this season.
Where was
it? On William Gallis' injured shoulders.
On his shoulders. Mm. If he was fit.
We'd be brilliant. We'd probably be winning the Champions League now without even having to get through all that quarter-final preamble. They'd probably just give us a trophy now, I'd imagine.
So you wouldn't criticise a manager for choosing Gallas then?
You mean? Or Vite Wenger? No, well done for choosing Gallas.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't not that. Yeah, brilliant, well done.
Let's move on a bit. We've started to dwell a bit too much on William Gallas.
We've been talking about, if you go back and look on the timer, you probably dedicate about 37 seconds to Gallas.
We've got another 7 or 8 players to get through.
There's a lot to go through.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So,
Silvestre, I don't like him, but he was cheap and I knew he wouldn't play much, but he's there.
You bought him anyway.
Yeah,
what does that say about your management style?
I was picking up a player at the time, I was building my midfield.
That's a handy point. Let's move on to the midfield then. I mean, you've got Nolan, Alonso, Balak and Riziki. Who's the standout for you there?
None of them have really stood out. I've been disappointed with Balak. You know, I thought he'd do well in the English league. He seemed like an English player who could.
He's your highest scoring midfielder though.
He is, but he's only got 13 points?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm the only person who'd be disappointed with him. I think Jose Mourinho, who's also his manager, it's
Chelsea. Oh, that's confusing.
Hang on a minute.
What's going on?
Don't bring that into this.
I let him play for Chelsea occasionally.
And Jürgen Klinsmann.
No wonder he's not playing well for you.
No, no. 13 points. Alonso's not
very good.
He's a quality player, cultured midfielder. He's never going to be a high goal scorer, but I thought, you know, bit of solidity in there.
Yeah.
Nolan.
Solidity doesn't count for much in the Fantasy League, yeah, though.
Nolan, disappointed.
The Roy Keane factor, isn't it? We've talked about it.
I'd expect Nolan to score more goals and get more assists this season.
Yeah.
And
Nolan, he was in my team last season, and I must admit, I thought I got the best out of him, which is why I kind of didn't choose to renew his contract.
You didn't and give me that information.
Well, it wasn't my place to give you that information.
I thought it was friends, maybe.
He helped me get finished second, I think, in the end, but, well, you know.
He had nothing finishing second, did he?
Well, I got 20 quid, but.
Yeah, and he's wearing those trousers now, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you
very much. Riziki, also 9 points. I'm surprised actually to see that he's only got the same points as Kevin Nolan.
See, I was disappointed.
One goal
so
as well.
Far. I mean, there's a couple of months left in the season, so these players may pull their socks up.
Yeah.
But Riziki, again, I was anticipating a lot of goals from him, and he's been a disappointment.
If we look up front, I mean, you've swapped both your strikers you bought at the auction.
Yes.
Harewood and Beattie.
Yes.
just to remind the listeners at home, Jack was at the real auction. Nicholas Anelka and Carew, how are they working out for you?
Anelka and Carew, how are they working out? Quite well so far. I mean,
8 points contribution.
Yeah, I mean, considering they've been in the side for a little over a month.
Well, most of those have been FA Cup matches, you know, so yeah, it's not bad.
I think I did some good deals. Obviously, Harewood and Beattie, I wasn't prepared to. They were really causing problems in the camp.
Yeah.
Had to get rid of them.
Another what sort of problem for the camp there, ladies and gentlemen?
Sorry?
You like to elaborate on problems? I mean, you say they were causing problems.
They were causing problems. I don't really want to go into details without my solicitor.
You don't think you should back up your statement?
No, I don't need to. Yeah. It's what goes on behind closed doors goes on behind closed doors.
I did it.
Brought into the podcast arena.
A source in your camp did say, once upon a time, I don't know if you want to confirm or deny this, that Beattie is a troublesome little cunt. I don't know.
I'm not going to make any comment, but
is he a troublesome
I'm going to make a comment.
Go on, make a comment.
But not making a comment, you're kind of not denying that.
I'm not going to deny it, no.
No, so just to confirm, what Jael's not denying is that James Beattie is a little troublesome little cunt.
There was an incident with Beattie, but I don't think I should really go into details.
Alright, we'll just leave it as easy to trust. What I'll say, okay, so that's your team. At the moment, league.
He did clean up afterwards.
Oh dear. That's your team. You're sitting currently I was looking. Right, I was struggling there. I was struggling to see where you are, and I just realised you're in 13th, and you've chosen to put a Jaffa cake in your mouth at this moment because you're hoping not to have to talk about it.
I mean,
you're 13th, just to confirm, there's 14 teams. Mm-hmm. Jason was at the auction, which is already stated. Luckily, Doc's team, I believe, is awful.
Which could be your saving grace.
Doc is spending all his time schmoozing foreign women, so he's out. Yeah, he's always got one on the go. I imagine the current one's Brazilian. In more ways than one. And so, 13th, unlucky for some. And there's a gap between you and Mark, who's a debutant?
No, he was in last season.
Made an impact, did he?
But there's a big gap between 12th and 11th, just looking at the table there, you know.
Oh, God.
40 points.
And that is
That does hurt, to be fair, to be behind Damo by such an amount.
It doesn't look like you're going to be able to claw that back at this point in the season.
No,
unless you get a few
I've
good
I've got to learn from my mistakes, you know, what can I say?
But how about the Cup? So are you... we all know that you qualified for Europe last season.
I qualified
for a Cup win.
A Cup win, yes. I'm doing okay in the Champions League, as I'm sure you'll tell the viewers, listeners.
Yeah. Well, actually, we've probably got just as many viewers as we have listeners, isn't it? because your team, crikey, it's Steve Irwin Memorial 11! Is flying fairly high of Champions League.
Do you think that's had some effect on your league performance? I mean, are you concentrating on the and Champions League, and that's...
Well, I think I'm... You know, the tactics we've been employing in the league work better in Europe. To be
yeah.
More, you know, it's more disciplined than...
Why
don't
you change
the
tactics?
It's not the... Well, it's too late to change the tactics now. We learn from that, but in the meantime, I think I can do well in Europe. And I think I've got a good chance of maybe getting... winning the prestigious.
I notice in Europe you tend to field a completely different 11 from the 11 field in the league. Have you thought about fielding that 11 in the league?
I'm afraid most of them don't play in the Premiership.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you square that with FIFA rules?
FIFA aren't involved. This is the SVG.
Right. I have to credit you and say that you would think that Bevo would know that. Yeah, being one of the chefs, I knew that.
I was just trying to catch you out.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
And I got knocked out of the domestic cup, which was a bit of a blow as I was the holder.
Who knocked you out?
Bayer Eggers.
And I was ahead after the first leg.
Yeah, it was. I must admit, I remember doing the scores for that, and I thought you'd done enough to get through, but I was quite shocked.
You're not the only one. I remember after that weekend of the second leg, I was convinced that I was through.
Yeah.
And then,
weren't we?
I wasn't.
Bayer Eggers 0 in the first home leg, so you've got
4-0.
4 away goals with that.
Yeah, 4 away points, yeah.
But then they got 14 away goals. When you look at it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the cup. Looking at the cup now, you've got Bayer Eggers going on to meet Alex's team leaders, Frank the Tank.
By the way, that round is this weekend.
That's this weekend, yeah. And Mother's Madness versus Harrods Town.
What are the odds?
Oh, that's Lynn Tom, I've just realised. I forgot that. I'm in the semi-final. What are the odds?
Yes.
The odds are Bayer Eggers is 6-2.
She's the outsider, I'd say.
So is she not favourite?
No, Frank the Tank is.
Yeah, what are the odds for the favourite?
Him? No, he's 2-1.
Okay.
That's all you're going to get there.
And Harrods Town at the back, obviously they've just lost Henri for the remainder of the season, so they're going to struggle to maintain their form.
They've lost their Harrods Town, basically.
Yeah. they've still got Drogba, so you know, they're dangerous.
They're just called Little.
But, yeah.
And they're up against, their wife, essentially. So that's
his
nice.
Wife.
His wife, yeah. Nice. What other kind of stuff can we look at? I mean, that's that really.
You've been through your team.
That was unimpressive. You refused to deny that Beattie is a.
No, I said there was an incident, and he cleaned up afterwards. But I don't really want to go into any details.
Anyway,
if you read the Stride News on March 7th, you'd be aware of what happened.
Stride Valley's Fantasy Football League news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we've talked about your team, so what we try and like to do on these podcast interview things is try and explore and get more an in-depth person into the man behind the manager.
Okay.
More an in-depth person into the man.
Sorry?
Is that what you're saying? You want to get more of an in-depth person into the man.
A more in-depth...
That sounds quite painful to me.
It is a painful procedure, I'll admit. We want to learn a bit more about you, what your likes and dislikes are, outside of the fantasy league orbit,
moving the microphone away from me.
There is a reason. Deeply unimpressive. I thought it might be a good time to do a little quiz between Mr. Bevan and Mr. Jelf.
Okay.
You don't want to bring up that, because...
Well, yeah, okay.
What?
Are you ready for a challenge?
I'm ready for a quiz. I think I can handle myself in a quiz.
Just to remind the viewers, we did this with Deepland. I think it was it's called the, I can't remember what we called it. It's the chairman versus the guest penalty shootout.
What did you win last time?
No, it was James who did it last time, so it's different.
Oh, was
two
that?
Chairmen.
Yeah,
two chairmen.
Yeah.
Did Deep win?
No, he didn't.
That'd be silly.
I wonder if I might be so bold as to ask you a question.
You don't have to hide them, though,
well, I'm not going to give you them. What's her name? Anne Robinson doesn't give them beforehand.
She does give some things beforehand. So I hear.
Okay, alright. You're not.
Who is that to you? James Beattie. Allegedly.
And the roast. Okay, question one. This is to Jason Jelf, by the way. Name 4 teams out of the 92 in England, that's Premiership, Championship, and Divisions 1 and 2, who start with the same letter that they end with. That's four teams.
Four teams?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot of teams.
Yeah, would you like to have a go?
Well, Liverpool is one. I can say that.
I would say that that is one.
Yes. Three more to go.
You're going to enjoy this, listeners.
Okay. How long have I got a time limit on this at all?
Yeah, it's elapsing. It's elapsing as you waffle on.
Okay. Alloa, but they're Scottish.
They are Scottish, you're right, Wallop.
Let me think. Other Premiership
teams. I'll just remind you of the question. Name four teams out of the 92 in England.
Yes.
Just to remind you of that.
Yes. They're not.
They're definitely
not. We don't like dead air in our business.
I'm sorry, I cannot answer that question.
Bevo, you got any for me?
Can I snatch a lead? Surely that's his question.
Well, it is his question.
You give the answers and then...
It is his question. I'm asking you if you've got any. He obviously doesn't, otherwise he would have gone for it. Well, I'll tell you the one you definitely won't get. It's Northampton Town. That's good, isn't it? A little tenuous. Charlton Athletic? And Aston Villa. Also, as a point of interest, York City used to be in this list, but they've been relegated now, so it's down to four. Bevo, over to you. So that's the penalty shootout wise, because it's obviously 5-all. Step up to the penalty spot, my friend, because there's 22 different last names for a team out of the 92 in England. E.g. City, United. Yeah. Name them. 22!
How are you going to check them off as I...
Well, I think we might need a
paper. I think you should choose a different question.
Alright.
Yeah, choose a different question. That's City, United, so
just to be clear, that's too hard Rangers. For you. I'll move on. Okay, there's only one team out of the four divisions in England and the four divisions in Scotland that have a J in their name.
One team?
Name them.
In England?
There's only one team out of the four divisions in England and the four divisions in Scotland that have a J in the name. Name them.
A J in
the name?
This
is my question, isn't it?
No.
Ajax.
Is it Jaffa Jar United?
Jaffa Jar, I was thinking of
it. Is it Jaffa Cape Town?
Jaffa Cape Town.
New Jack City.
That's quite funny.
These are difficult questions.
These are very difficult questions. You pick them, just to be clear.
Just give me a moment. I'm afraid I don't think it is.
Remember, dead air is bad air, Bevo, as you pointed out.
As I'm attempting to fill it, as I was saying, I don't think I am able, in this instance, to give an answer.
Okay. I can give you an answer, if you want. Because I've looked at it.
Oh.
Well, there's no point in having a guess, because if it hasn't got a J in it, there's no point.
No, I was just thinking of any old team and none had a J in. Lincoln City.
That is probably
the chain.
Okay. I've missed.
Although Lincoln Jitty, dude.
I have no idea.
It's St. Johnson. That's really obvious. Who was the last player to score a hat-trick at the old Wembley Stadium? Jelf.
The last player to score a hat-trick at the old Wembley Stadium?
Not one goal, like Dieter Hamann.
I know Ian Rush scored a hat-trick, but I don't know if he was the last player to score a hat-trick. So let me think
I wonder. Oh, my God. God, I wouldn't bother. I'm going to take a chance, just tell you. It was Grant Best, Sky Sport director, in a media match a month before the ground shut.
So I'm just going to move on. Came up with these questions.
Vicky did them beforehand.
Oh, dear.
Can I have another question?
Should we give him another question?
Out of the 92 teams, whose ground is at the highest altitude?
Is that my question?
As far as green,
it would be outside of the 92.
Highest altitude, let me see.
These are shit questions. And they're not lending themselves to comedy either, are they?
Which ground would be quite high?
Scroll down, there might be some easy ones.
name two players with a Z in their surname who scored FA Cup final goals in the late 80s. Laurie Sanchez was one. Who was the other? Oh my god.
Late 80s.
I'm giving up this penalty shootout because it's rubbish. Who was the only person to captain England and manage a team in a European Cup final?
Hold on. Which one's that?
And was it manager team?
Yeah.
The only person to captain England that managed a team. Well, who's managed a team in the European Cup?
I'll tell you what. Here's the penalty shootout. It's been scrapped because the pitch is so dodgy.
Ooh.
The pitch is awful.
Brian Clough.
Brian
Clough.
Surely not.
Captain England.
Exactly. Jimmy Armfield. Five lives only. If that's the.
Jimmy Armfield win the
European
Cup? No, he lost it with Leeds. He said managed.
Right, it's been scrapped because the pitch is dodgy. Here's what's happening now, is I'm going to ask you questions. The first one to get one right, it's a winner.
Women's a sudden death.
It's a sudden death. Alright, here we go.
That seemed like
name the four teams from the Premier League, Championship, League 1 and League 2 whose names end with the letter E.
Is this for any one person?
Crystal Palace.
Man, you can't do it like that.
Well, you can.
Well,
Gel's beating you, that's why you're upset.
It's a penalty shirt, so he has to answer one question. If you can't get it, then
God, how many have you got right so far?
Well, you've only asked me one question so far.
You haven't got any of this either.
They're not my questions.
Oh, don't get the rage.
Can we have another question then?
Which team has a football ground in two counties?
Ooh.
You're saying ooh, but you don't know. Which player won a league championship winners medal in consecutive seasons with three different clubs?
A league champion...
Cantona? Did he win the championship in France before he went to Leeds?
I didn't think so.
Yes! Ooh. I win!
He scores on Bevo's favourite player. That is beautiful.
No, surely it's my question now.
Alright, it's your question now then. Alright, fair enough. Name a player whose surname is the same as part of the name of his team's home ground. Name a player whose surname is the same as part of the name of his team's home ground.
That's ridiculous.
Well. Dead air's bad air.
It is bad air.
Well, I'm thinking you have to fill it.
Any ideas? Perhaps. Maybe somebody who plays their ground with James in it. Not
David
you.
James?
David James? He doesn't play at Newcastle or Exeter, does he?
No.
No.
Is it?
But it could be part of
it. Is it Jimmy Anfield?
Oh, I think it might be. Oh, it isn't. It's Wayne Bridge. Stamford Bridge. Okay,
I
just like to welcome Jelf again to the podcast and remind you he's possibly been in the worst podcast ever. but that was fascinating. So thank you, Jason Jelf.
Don't go to that website.
Do I get a trophy for that?
You do. I'd pass it to you. For viewers who aren't watching on television, I'm now passing an ace cricket ball.
That's my cricket ball, hang on.
I'll just swat it off you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. I think we need to learn more about Jelf. Let's ask him some questions.
Yeah, that was where I was getting at before the penalty shootout.
Well, go on, ask him a question. Then.
Getting more in depth.
What have you got
the in-depth man. Well, I believe you've got the questions.
I don't. You know that's not true.
No, that is true, because you told me before the podcast you've written them down.
Where have I written them?
On your phone?
No.
This is shambolic, lads.
Okay, James,
I thought you were
going to have any questions.
I'm going to tell you listeners what's happened. I said to young Bevo earlier on that I felt he was the straight man on the podcast. He got a little upset and said that he thought perhaps I should present this evening. Now what he's attempting to do is sabotage by every
sabotage?
Turn. Yeah, see, I think you'll just confirm on air, he's just shouted out sabotage to confirm that he's sabotaged things. So that's proof.
It's your gig, if you can't, you know, keep it going along, then blame me by all means.
That's all I can say.
Anyway, why don't you ask your questions?
I don't have any questions, but I'll make one up. Hello, Jelf.
Hello, James. How are you?
I'm really tremendous. Things are going swimmingly this evening for me. I was wondering, what's your favourite kind of jumper?
My favourite kind of jumper is a warm, woolly Christmas jumper.
Oh, yeah? Is there any particular pattern on that?
Just probably one my mum would knit. With maybe a reindeer on it and a star.
Would you integrate any kind of Christmas puddings in that?
There's always room for Christmas pudding.
That's lovely. And I was wondering, of all the conserves that you could have, what would be maybe your top three?
My top three conserves?
I'm always juggling there.
Well, my top one would probably be jam.
Would you? You'd go for a jam. Any flavour?
Raspberry, I think. Raspberry, yeah.
Not a strawberry.
Oh, well, that would be my
You shut your fucking mouth. You didn't want to be involved in this.
This is my Carry podcast.
You've both
forgot. My second favourite conserve would probably be marmalade.
Marmalade, really?
Yes.
Really? So that's, just to confirm, that was that a strawberry or raspberry jam you said in the top?
Raspberry jam.
Strawberry and then a marmalade.
Yes, and a marmalade.
Okay. Third?
I'd have to say bramble jelly.
Oh, a bramble jelly. I didn't expect the bramble jelly. I was expecting, actually, the opposite to the strawberry or the raspberry jam you'd highlighted in the first conserve. So that's really lovely. To go in with a bramble jelly.
Yeah,
that is really lovely stuff.
Thank you very
much. Okay. how many ears does a goat have?
Two, as far as I'm aware.
There it is. That was actually a trick question, because I thought by nature of me asking the question, you might think it wasn't two, but it actually was two. So that's really great. Okay. Favourite all-time football player and why?
Favourite all-time
football player and why?
That's a tricky one. I would have to say from my childhood, my favourite player was John Barnes, because he had the skills to pay the bill. He was a bit before my time, to be fair. But John Barnes had the skills to pay the bills.
And the shorts.
And he wore nifty shirts and jackets. But no, he was wing wizard. I don't think I've seen a better player, even in the Premiership, the great players we've had have there. No. I don't think I've ever seen a better player than
John Barnes.
No.
Yeah. No. What I would say is Jeff Horsfield is better, but I appreciate your answer anyway. favourite animal?
A very good question. Well, I've never really considered before. I like them all quite a lot. Generally, I don't really like snakes so much, or crocodiles.
I don't really like them all.
No, but I've never had to pick a favourite animal.
A three-eared goat, do you like?
I've never encountered a three-eared goat. If I did, then I'm not sure I quite like it. But, elephant, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was a dog.
Oh,
dear. Classic, eh? Favourite type of wood?
Oak.
Oak.
The solid, the stalwart of the wood.
You're not keen on a stiffy?
A stiffy?
A stiffy. You don't know what it is? That is interesting. That is very interesting.
I think you've lowered the tone in the podcast. But.
Okay, and that's up to you to define. Okay, good. Well, that was very enjoyable. I felt we learned a lot about you. I certainly didn't know that bramble jelly was your third favourite conserve. So that's something that I think we could all...
Well, what's your third favourite?
Third favourite? Lemon curd.
Lemon curd?
Yeah.
Not really a fan of lemon curd.
Really?
Is that technically a conserve, lemon curd?
Yes.
Is it?
Learn something new every day.
What's your third favourite?
I wouldn't say I had one.
You haven't got a third favourite?
No.
What do you do when you haven't got your first two in the house?
Well, I was making sure I've got the first two.
What are your first two?
Jam and marmalade.
What flavour?
What flavour?
Well, strawberry jam.
Marmalade? Yeah.
And orange marmalade.
But I almost picked you up on this, Jelf, but I'll give it to both of you now. When you're talking marmalade, there's thin cut, your thick cut, there's also your shredless. There's also lime marmalade, there's orange marmalade, there's whatever the fuck other marmalade.
I go for thin cut orange, probably.
Really?
I'm just a general marmalade lover. Any form.
So that really was your second favourite marmalade?
Yeah,
was just marmalade.
Just marmalade, any form.
What was your third again, just to remind us?
Bramble jelly. Yeah.
Lovely.
Bramble jelly, I'm not sure I've had the pleasure.
Haven't you? Robinson's, I believe.
You've always got to opt for Robinson, given the choice.
But there are other bramble jelly.
Other plan of bramble jelly.
Gollywog on the label.
That's awkward.
You had to.
Oh,
lower the
phone
there.
Well, no, I can't believe it. It feels like you deliberately, because he mentioned John Barnes as favourite player.
No, well, now you're making the link to something.
Am
that
I?
Isn't there.
Am I, though?
I believe
am
so.
Am I really?
We all know what happened to Big Ron.
I don't think he's allowed to do podcasts. Yeah, okay. I'd just like to apologise profusely for any offence caused. I'll go on some form of rehabilitation, do a programme on the BBC. I'm not racist.
So just
I don't know how many times I can say it.
Just to confirm, Bobo's a racist. Okay, Joe,
I'm texting at the same time, I'm sorry. Has she got any questions?
She was wondering what your thought for the day was.
Was she really?
She was, yeah. She just said, what's Joe's thought of the day?
My thought of the day?
Mm.
I haven't really thought about it. Can you give me 5 minutes to come up with a thought?
Yeah, okay, I'll ask you.
At the end of the podcast.
I guess what I would like to know is that we're coming up to awards season, as you know. You've not been nominated for an MBE, but I guess if you want to highlight your moral stance, you may.
I don't think I'll take one. Anyway.
I would like to know, I was
gladly accept a Nobel Prize.
Gladly.
But, I don't think that's on offer.
I was going to say, yeah, no, we're not. But we're not offering.
Have you seen the trophy, though? I mean, it is.
What, the Nobel?
No, the one that we've got.
Well, I've seen a potential trophy that may.
This is for Player of the Year.
Player of the Year.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's the crystal jug.
Yes.
The crystal jug. The deep chipped, yeah, the basket. Yeah, because if player of the Year will be nominated, you can't nominate anyone for your own team, but what I would like to ask is firstly, if you could nominate someone for your own team.
For my own team?
Mm.
Ooh, you're a struggle there.
That's a tricky one.
Just to explain what's just happened, a lady's just broken into the studio and kissed Bevan. He's autographing her breasts as we're recording. This is very awkward. All right, thank you, love. Move on through.
Put your clothes back on.
That's lovely.
I didn't have one.
You didn't have one. Yeah. That shows the cracks in your relationship. Chelsea's bramble jelly.
Bramble jelly, yes.
Kiss him goodnight.
Let's hear it for the
jelly. Goodnight. Before Bevo autographed a lady's breast there, we were about to ask you who you might pick for your favourite player in your own team, if you're allowed to know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's early days for an Alker and Carew, but potentially.
Pick a January transfer.
Well, potentially they could do it. But other than that,
then that goes to show some of the weaknesses in your team.
Can you bring up
really?
My team, perhaps?
We can.
I think whenever I look at it, I feel like bringing up your team. I must admit, you do have the technology. I'm just going to move to it now. Technology, go.
That's quite slow. Much like my team.
Just to confirm, Gel's having to look at his team to remind himself of the.
I think he's buying time, really.
I imagine he's going to go for Alonso because he plays for Liverpool.
Yes. I'm going to go for Alonso because he plays for Liverpool.
He has got a whopping 11 points.
Even though Pogatetz's got more points.
Although he's only got so many points for him.
Gallas is your second highest point scorer and he's been out for most of the season.
Well, most of Pogatetz's points aren't his points, of course. He's only got 3 points.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you're right.
Because he's a transfer.
You're right. Good.
So Gallas is your top scorer.
Maybe it might be more interesting if I was to ask you about who might you be thinking about nominating the Player of the Year awards. You don't have to commit at this stage, of course.
Okay, because I may change my mind. I don't know when the vote's actually made officially. And I don't want to really influence other managers, but I would say Cristiano Ronaldo's had a very good season.
Yeah.
And it pains me to say that, because I don't generally like many United players.
Well, I mean, the whole Player of the Season concept is not about picking players that you necessarily like or dislike. It's picking the best player.
If you like them, you'll choose them.
Well, it's picking who you think is the best player of the season.
Yeah, hence liking them.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, so by your rationale, then you like Cristiano Ronaldo.
I think he's got a lot of talents. He's a good player. He's a good player. He started off the season and he seemed to, you know, he didn't really have so much of an end product and he's improved over the season.
And bearing in mind what happened to him during the World Cup as well.
What happened to him? I hear he got involved in an incident.
Yeah, I think that's well documented.
Oh, okay.
But okay, well, you know, moving on. Probably your second and third choice, because there will be a second and third choice.
Third choice.
Everyone, I mean, just for the punters out there that are watching or listening, you will get to vote for your top three players.
Really?
And then they'll be put into our computer and correlated.
I mean, just to give you some examples, there's obviously Didier Drogba, who's a hot top scorer at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Michael Essien,
another good season. Yeah. What he said.
Stephen Warner.
I've washed my hands of him.
You could vote for him now, technically, if he's not.
I could technically vote for him, but
maybe a nice parting gesture.
He doesn't deserve it.
No.
We didn't leave. He didn't leave on good terms.
Was it under the same shrouded cloud of mystery that James Beattie left?
Possibly. He was involved.
In the Anne Robinson incident.
Yes, Anne was there as well. Mm. And let's just say that Stephen Warnock was the weakest link. And he had to go.
Good. That was. I felt like I learnt a lot about your favourite players this season from that chat. I mean, the sadness is I feel like I know a lot more about your favourite conserves than I do about your favourite player this season. But you know,
conserves are very important.
Such is life.
Do you want to move on to our next feature?
I'll gladly move on.
Has anyone spotted a celeb recently?
Spotted a celeb?
Yeah.
I saw one of Helen Pace. I don't know which
okay,
one it was.
I'll just explain. The feature is to like a guessing game to guess the celeb you spotted, but I think you might have given it away a little bit.
I've got one. Perhaps. Okay.
What you'd have to do, this feature may be borrowed from another radio podcasting show, but anyway. What you've got to ask is questions like, you know, is it a female or is she on telly? You know, those kind of yes, no. Answers.
Okay.
And then you've got to get the celeb.
Okay.
You've got 10 questions, I reckon. Let's make it
10 questions?
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll use my extremities, fingers, to count.
I think you're
hard
to yes or no with your extremities
there. No. You ready? Go.
Who's first? Does it matter?
I think you're the
yes.
guest.
Oh.
Okay.
Does that count as one question?
Does this celebrity have Bramble Jelly in their favourite concerts?
No,
that doesn't tell me, does it?
You ought to ask.
Have I got 10 questions?
You've got 10 questions.
Ten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this celebrity a male?
No.
Ah, okay.
Or is it down by 50%?
They don't like Bramble Jelly and they're a male.
Is this celebrity in the entertainment business?
Yes.
The music business?
No.
The film business?
No.
Is this a celebrity you've seen recently?
Yeah. That's
what. Just checking.
Yes.
Oh. I think I know who it is.
Is this celebrity? Let me see. Do they help the children in some kind of way?
Are you asking me if this is Michael Jackson?
No.
Okay. I'm going to say no. Although I say yes or no, I will say not that I know of, because they might do.
So it's not nice to answer.
No.
Because you did mention the fact you...
No, that is technically another question. That was a long time ago, the Esther Anson thing. But anyway. I saw Esther Anson go for a red light in her BMW with a daughter, and then get nicked. That's what we're referring to.
How did you know it was a daughter?
You think she did jail
time? But, oh right, her young lesbian lover.
She had big Esther Anson teeth.
I don't recall, actually.
Who Esther Anson?
No, the old daughter. Everyone knows Esther Anson's got big Esther Anson teeth.
You're 6 questions in. I don't feel like you're getting close to my celebrity.
So can you recap where we're at?
Not a fan of Bramble Jelly. Not a man. Not into children. Not in films, per se. And someone else.
Yeah.
Sheep.
Do you want to ask?
Is this a celebrity on television?
Yes.
You can take that ball and run with it.
Thank you. I believe it's your quiz show.
Okay.
I'll
I'll be here for moral support.
Okay.
Can I have some?
Go on, Joe.
Is she in children's television?
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Is she in children's TV?
Wait.
What? Hold on.
That was
what?
Just one suggested question.
Yes.
Good suggestion.
Children's TV, you say? Doesn't like Bramble Jelly.
That's a firm cotton out.
Oh. How many questions have I got left?
Three more.
Three. Got to narrow down this children's TV.
Don't forget your top two concerts. You've only asked about the one.
Yeah.
How many celebrities do you know like concerts?
Ross Abbott.
Paul Weller.
Well,
neither of those are women, so I wouldn't ask about that.
Fern Britton, I hear she's a.
I think he ruled out Fern Britton, didn't he?
Did he?
No, that's Fern Cotton. You get your ferns mixed up.
She does look like she likes a conserve, you're right.
But she doesn't do children's TV.
Christina Aguilera, she likes her Lady Marmalade.
Thank you. She used to do children's TV as well.
Did she?
She's in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Three more questions, I believe.
Okay, this narrative children's TV down.
You go ITV, BBC?
Who goes ITV in this day and age? For children's TV, really?
I don't know. I don't watch ITV much.
Well, there we go.
I'm not a kid.
I've seen you watch children's TV.
A world of fun for a kid.
Blue Peter, do you think I should go down the Blue Peter room?
Could be interesting.
Because there's Blue Peter.
I don't know any Blue Peter presenters.
Connie Hook.
Is she still doing it?
Is she? Connie.
Janet Ellis.
Janet Ellis? Who's Janet Ellis?
What's her name? You know.
Just to be clear, I'm very tempted to fade this out and put some music on and finish the podcast at this stage.
Why don't
stage.
You just tell us who it is?
Because you've got to ask.
Just guess. Three got three guesses.
Okay.
There can't be that many female children of TV presenters.
You would be wrong to do this. I've got to tell you. But
just to guess.
I'm going to give you the one and only clue. If they're not particularly famous for doing children's TV. That's something they have done.
You ruined it, aye?
No, I gave you a clue.
Well, it's not really
it wouldn't ruin it if you were going to give me 3 days of
but
children's TV.
But you said that she's involved in children's TV, and now your next clue is she's not really.
She is. You asked me, is she involved in children's TV? The answer is yes. But that doesn't mean that's the thing she's most famous for.
You've opened a whole children's TV can of worms.
There you go.
Oh, come on.
You're supposed to give me support here.
You're doing well. Keep going.
No, I'm not. Sophie Ellis Bextor.
God. No, that was her mum, and you need to ask him. Fucking God. Right, I'm about to fade you out, so if you've got anything for me.
Go on, fade me out.
We'll come back to another podcast to finish this off.
Alright, well, I can tell you for that, because there's going to be some people out there going, no, please say.
Maybe they should write in and let us know.
Okay, yeah. Answers on the podcast.
SBFL at btinternet.com.
Is it Fern
Cotton? No. Alright, and just to recap. Woman.
Is it that girl who does Newsline?
No. Woman. No, but she's nice, isn't she? What's her name?
I don't know what her name is.
I really love her.
You really love her?
I actually want to love her.
I think it's, what's his name's daughter?
Emma doesn't listen to this podcast, does she?
Yeah, she does. Every week.
But you love Emma more.
I do love her. I love her more.
John Craven's daughter. That's it, isn't it? Ellie Craven.
I'll tell you what, I've got to say, the answer, as much as I want to hear answers on the podcast, the answer was I've just gone blank and forgotten her name, Frances White, who once starred in both Crossroads and May to December. Thank you very much.
What?
Cost a copy, there comes it.
What?
Alright.
She was in
costume. I didn't Emma recognise her. I didn't know who the fuck she was. We went and Googled
her. You recognised her when Emma told you?
Oh yeah. Well, no. we went and Googled it. Well, you know, I didn't. If I'd seen someone better, I would have. If I'd seen Prince and and Francis White in the same week, I would have wanted to be Francis White.
That would have been easier to get.
Well, what can I say? But thanks a lot. This is a Jaffa Cake production for SBFFL podcast. We were joined by Jason Jelf this week, who's shaking his head despondently.
Francis White, really?
Okay, well, look, I'll tell you what, we'll go.
I don't think he'll be coming back again.
I'm not going to lie.
Who the hell's Francis White?
We haven't got any strawberry jam. We will do you some lemon curd on toast to see if we can make things a little bit better. Thank you, Tim Bevan, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I thought you were a little bit out of form, but well. And I've been James King, you've been Greg, and I were here all week.